WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County Commissioners this week tabled a request from the Appraisal District to support construction of a new office building. County Judge Dwayne Peters wants the Appraisal District to review whether it needs all the space it's proposing.
I really felt like, and expressed that at the meeting, that I really think they should go back and take a look at what real needs are, not what projected needs might be out 20 years from now when we really don't know.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price says they'll take another look at plans that began nearly 5 years ago.
Our plans all along were that if once it was approved, we would hire an architect, and then we would do another space study with that architect to see what an adequate size would be.
Peters says the county is building a new tax office to hold 44 employees that's 3,500 square feet smaller than what is wanted by the appraisal district, which has 26 employees. The appraisal district needs approval by four of the five agencies that provides funding to proceed with the $3.8 million project. Blinn College trustees have named a 15-member search committee to be part of selecting the next district president. A list of names and their positions is online at WTAW.com, along with details of opportunities next week to submit what you think should be part of the job description. While Blinn officials have launched their search, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents announced a special meeting for tomorrow morning to receive the latest on what's been done so far in the hunt for the next president of the flagship campus. The Regents meeting notice indicated no action would follow the private conversation. One of former Governor Perry's key economic development programs may be going away. Governor Abbott wants to eliminate the Emerging Technology Fund, which gave $425 million over the last 10 years to a variety of university-related startup companies and researchers. The fund was one of the tools used by the Research Valley Partnership, and President Todd McDaniel says he's waiting for more details to come from the governor.
We currently have no pending deals in play relative to the Emerging Technology Fund. What we don't want to do is to get into a position where we do a tremendous amount of work in coordination with a private company or corporation without having some level of clarity on what the position is of the state as our partner.
McDaniel says there's about $100 million remaining in the fund. Abbott wants that split between a new program to recruit university researchers and to replenish the Texas Enterprise Fund, which is another source of economic development funding. State public corruption prosecutors have closed their investigation into possible ethics violations against new Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton without filing charges. The case has been referred to the prosecutors in Dallas and Collin counties. Paxton was reprimanded, then fined for not registering with the state as an investment advisor. The chairman of the Republican Party of Texas is stepping down from his role to join Senator Rand Paul's likely presidential campaign. Steve Munastiri tells the Associated Press that he'll become a senior advisor to Paul and help him plan a communication strategy. The senator is heading to Texas this weekend to headline party fundraisers in Dallas and Fort Worth. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Good morning. It's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Quite a bit of cloudiness across the area today. The sun may peak out now and again, especially around midday. Highs will be 55 to 60. Clouds and the risk of a shower for tonight. Lows near 45. Mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of a shower or two tomorrow. High temperatures will be 55 to 60. Scattered showers are in the forecast for tomorrow night. Lows 50 to 55. It'll be cloudy on Sunday with scattered showers. Temperatures close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a ton of Aggie sports in action this weekend, including today. Track and field is going to be up in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Razorback Invitational. And women's and men's diving are going to be out in Colorado. They're competing in the Air Force Academy Diving Invitational. I'll tell you what times that they're going to be kicking off, as well as a big-time recruit is signed, or at least said he's going to sign with Texas A&M. There's still a little bit of time left. Kyler Murray says he will be an Aggie come February 4th for National Signing Day. And of course, Super Bowl 49 is almost here. We'll hear a little bit from Tom Brady out in Glendale, Arizona. All that more coming up in sports.
And that'll be wonderful if he does sign, but guess what? The sun will come up anyway.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or later on this morning.
You know, they give us like a bajillion facts having to do with the Super Bowl.
Right.
And we'll give you some of those. And we'll bust some myths as well, because there are some myths out there, so we'll try to kind of straighten things up there. But one of the things I promised yesterday and did not do, and that was to talk about guacamole.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we didn't talk
right,
about that.
One of the most popular items on the... Oh, I'm going to use that phrase from now on. I forgot we didn't talk about that. Because I've done that. I've promised to do stuff and not come back with it. So I'll have to, when somebody says something to me on the street, I'll say, yeah, I forgot to talk
about
that.
Don't lie to the listeners.
No, can't do that. The countdown to the Super Bowl is on, and so millions of fans will be sucking down their chips and their dips and their other goodies. One of the most popular items on the menu would be guacamole. 104 million pounds of avocados being consumed this Sunday, they say. I think that's one of our myths that we're going to bust. But anyhow, so the deal is it tastes great. It's got healthy fats in it. It's got vitamins. There is a problem.
What?
It gets ugly after a while.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so luckily the foodies at Epicurious have discovered the secret to keeping your guac green.
Limes and saran wrap?
Well, although people swear by leaving the pit open, the plastic wrap, the lemon juice, the cooking spray, the best results come from your water tap.
Huh?
Experts found the best approach is to pour the guac into a container that's got an airtight lid, push out all the air pockets, and then pour about 1/2 inch of warm water on top and refrigerate until serving time.
Why warm?
Then you pour the water off, you just stir it, and it stays green.
Now, that makes sense, because the whole idea is to keep it from oxidizing.
Exactly.
The plastic wrap keeps the oxygen off, but it can leave some little gaps. So I see the water would be a very good blanket.
Right. I don't know why the warm water, but that's what they say. So that's the secret. That's what the real foodies are able to
do.
Okay.
I will do that.
I only want the freshest guacamole. Yeah.
Well, and again, that's why we do this radio show. That's why we work and toil for 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, we don't have any places here that do it tableside anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So as a result,
I thought On the Border did it.
Maybe they do.
Okay.
I don't eat it On the Border a lot, but anyways, sorry guys.
But that's okay. No, but the idea is to make people leave your Super Bowl party talking about how green your guacamole was. So there you are. Got that. In the meantime, on the other side of the spectrum, a Seattle-based marijuana retailer says they're prepping 12,000 doobies for the Seahawk supporters. The medical marijuana retailer called Solstice, planning to use the joints for a so-called 12-pack promotion. Okay.
That's going to be the chillest riot ever if they win.
Hey, man.
Hey, we're going to...
We won the Super Bowl.
We're going to saunter out into the street and...
Does anybody want some Doritos?
Yeah, shove our hands in our pockets and go, wow, dude, that was great. Anyway, the so-called 12-pack promotion, a 12-pack of joints named after the 12th man.
Oh,
there we go.
So is Jason Cook going to get on the horn?
I'm just saying that story's all over America today, and it's written just that way. So
the 12th man joints belong to Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. And we mentioned this last hour. They're gifted with fast hands and fast feet. They're very, very good at what they do. They're great football players, but 26% of U.S. Americans believe God personally controls who wins the Super Bowl.
No.
The survey by the Public Religion Research Institute and the Religious News Service showed the 26% of U.S. Americans, 27% of those who describe themselves as sports fans, believe that God plays a role in determining which team wins a sporting event. I'll guess any sporting event, huh? The majority of Americans, 71%, disagree. Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand people, you know, you have on vacation.
Okay.
Am I that right? Again, I'm not a wordsmith. You know, have you had a prayer before your game asking God to keep everybody safe?
Certainly.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
It's kind of like God's got bigger fish to fry than
you. You don't pray for victory. Hello.
I have a question pertaining to the guacamole.
We have an answer. We'll see if they match up.
How do you push out all the air from an airtight container, then add a half inch of water?
What I thought they were saying was shake it down so you don't have air pockets underneath your guacamole.
Yes, I think that's what they're saying is within the mass of the guac itself, if you'll take the air out. But I appreciate your point. They didn't necessarily explain that very well. Richard Sherman could be a daddy during the Super Bowl, is that right?
Yeah.
There's some controversy there?
Yeah, he said he hopes the baby isn't born on Sunday.
Well, see, and you know, I don't know, there's probably people who'd be angry about that. I mean, I'm figuring that he and is he married? Is this just his girlfriend?
I don't know if he's married or not.
Anyway, the baby mama, I'm figuring they must have worked that out already. They probably already had that discussion. But my thought is that's his job, that's what he's doing, and he'll be there soon enough. That's going to make people angry.
I know there was a thing, a Mets player, I guess it was last summer. He took some time off because his wife was pregnant.
Okay,
and a lot of people were arguing about that. Granted, baseball is 162 games,
right?
You know, and that's a lot. And the Mets haven't been in playoff contention, let's face it, forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, he took some days off, some paternal leave. But with football, they were arguing, too. I know Mike Golick on ESPN was arguing this. Of course, he played football, and he said his kids never were, you know, born whenever he was playing. But he said he would probably take off to go with them to be born. Granted, he wasn't playing in the Super Bowl.
But this is the biggest game.
Right, exactly. And he's, you know, quote-unquote, kind of the best.
Well, this is a team sport.
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing. If it's a, you know, if you're running the 100 meters or something and you decide you don't want to be there because your child's being born, that's one thing.
That's on you.
Yeah, but this is a team, and this is they anticipate that you'll be there and that you'll play to the level that you're expected to and be part of the
Bet the kid won't remember it.
You're right. I'm sure he'll buy his girlfriend something very nice.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah, I think that'll
work out.
By the
way, it is his girlfriend. He's not married.
Okay, there you go. A 6-year-old Australian boy hospitalized after a violent incident involving a sharp pencil. The unidentified kid had just returned to Fairvale Public School in Sydney after an extended holiday break. Police and emergency workers were called to the scene after reports that the child had been stabbed.
Mm.
Turns out actually what he did is he sat on his own pencil in class, okay? He did it to himself.
Oh,
man.
But it's a violent attack by a sharp pencil.
Oh.
Just letting you know.
What was the pencil sitting straight up?
I don't know, but it just proves we all have the opportunity to overreact anytime we want to.
I think one of his buddies did that.
It could be.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper, you can borrow money for just about anything you desire. You can pay off high-rate credit cards. You can fix up your house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/gift card. And now, for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So, for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/gift card. That's Prosper.com/gift card.
7:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Delta Airlines flight traveling from Minneapolis to St. Paul to Las Vegas landed safely at its destination after the pilot was unable to re-enter the cockpit door of the airline.
Did he lock himself out?
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Yeah?
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me. Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E. Will you open the door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Cheech and Chong from a long time ago. Anyway, according to the statement from Delta, prior to the plane's final approach, the captain was not able to enter the flight deck due to the door being jammed. How often did they use that door? I mean, it's not... Anyway, the first officer, or co-pilot, was able to take control and land the aircraft safely. Quoting from Delta, a commercial aircraft can be landed with one pilot at the control, and Delta pilots are fully trained to do so if the situation were to occur.
So I guess he had to go to the lavatory?
Well, who knows? You know, maybe. Maybe they wanted him to check out something in the back of the plane, so he wandered back to do that.
It's kind of humorous, though.
I don't understand how the door gets jammed, though. And, again, was this the opportunity for the co-pilot to go ahead and take command?
What did he say? Hey, guys, the door's jammed. And they said, Shirley, you can't be serious.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, don't call me Shirley. A million years ago when I was working in radio in Beaumont, our country station was in a different building. And apparently the morning man was late several times. And so the overnight guy decided that he locked the door. And he would not let the morning man in, and he said to him through the door, maybe you need to rethink your lifestyle. You're not able to get to work on time.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we kind of had the same thing. Hey, got a caller a couple of minutes ago and said, you know, are we going to have to worry now about pencils? I mean, we're going to have to register pencils?
Oh, man.
Hello?
Good morning. That pilot, it was on the news this morning, he actually told the passenger that he got up and went to the bathroom and can't get back into that.
Wow! That's why they give them those little microphones, so they can tell the people everything.
Yeah, just stay calm, everyone.
That's right. But don't worry, Charlie's in there, and I think he's landed a plane like this before.
We think. Prayers, thoughts and prayers, please.
That's it, right. I think what the caller mentioned was concealed carry pencils. That's
That or you can only buy a package with a certain amount.
Yeah. Hello.
Thanks for that, Cheech and Chong.
Thank you, enjoyed that.
That's pretty good.
I was going to say, to fully appreciate it this early in the morning, there you are. Yeah. Okay, let's see. While we're speaking of that, the Oswego, Illinois Police Department brings new meaning to the words protect and serve. People Magazine reported the duo popped a motorist for driving through a parking lot to avoid a red light last Sunday, then hauled him in when they discovered a glass marijuana pipe, some other drug paraphernalia, and a piping hot pizza. One of the officers made sure the cheesy delight made its way to the confused customer, who was more than happy after the police stopped. You have a police department delivering pizzas. You've got to like that. Eddie Murphy is coming back to Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. In an interview with Roland Martin, Fighting Texas Aggie, Eddie said that he would appear on the forthcoming 40th anniversary special of Saturday Night Live. That'll be airing on February the 15th.
I might actually tune in.
Yeah, so he's not going to host it. He's...
No, just going to be 31 years after his last appearance on Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
Ha! That's amazing.
I bet that's gonna be really cool. Hopefully, he does Gumby.
That's my favorite. That's the thing is if he's just gonna appear, so many things he could do. He could
does
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many great things that he could do.
Yeah.
All right.
Want good TV and high speed internet? Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today. You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning. It's 729, News Talk 1620, WTAW. No rush update this morning. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Not as spectacularly nice as we've had, but, you know, not too bad. Got to consider it is coming up in the last weekend in January. 57 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the northeast. We'll have a little bit of sunshine out there. Later on, 44 for our low. Then tomorrow, 60 will be our high with a 40% chance of rain. There'll be a 50% chance of rain Saturday night. It ups to 60% on Sunday, high of 63, and the winds are going to be gusting up to about 20 miles an hour out of the north, so even if it's not raining, not going to be very comfy outside. 36 for our low on Saturday night. Monday, the sunshine comes back with a high near 50. On Tuesday, we're looking at 54. Currently, wind chill is 42. The air temperature is 47.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right
right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8181. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8181. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8181.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. It's been more than a year since the chancellor of the Texas A&M system projected having three finalists to present to the Board of Regents as the next president of the flagship campus. Instead, the board will gather in private tomorrow morning and hear the latest in the search process. No action is scheduled following the executive session. A search committee was appointed in August of 2013, made up of seven voting members, the chair of the A&M staff council, and the student body president. At Blinn College, the search for the next district president will include a 15-member committee and opportunities for public input. Blinn trustees held a special meeting yesterday where the committee was finalized. The group includes two trustees, four administrators, six educators, one student, and two community members. Online at WTAW.com is a list of names and the details of next week's public forums where you can suggest what should be on the president's job description. The new chancellor of the University of Texas system is telling Governor Abbott and other top Republicans that concealed handguns at colleges will make campus less safe. Former Navy Admiral William McRaven wrote Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and House Speaker Joe Strauss, telling them students, parents, faculty, and police all don't want concealed weapons on campus. A Senate bill filed this week allowing campus carry already has 19 co-sponsors, the precise number needed to pass it out of the chamber. A funding source for multiple economic development projects in the BioCorridor and Texas A&M is proposed to go away. Governor Abbott has proposed abolishing the Emerging Technology Fund and using the remaining money to recruit university researchers and woo new business and industries through the Texas Enterprise Fund. The president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, says they received $380,000 in state support and have met performance milestones.
What will be interesting to see is how the Enterprise Fund might be modified or tweaked to maybe be a little bit more nimble, as you point out, to maybe be a little bit more tactical in the approach, maybe towards, you know, certain cluster industries, maybe towards different types of projects that have ordinarily not been considered as eligible for the fund under the current law.
The Technology Fund provided assistance to create, among other things, vaccine producer Kalon Biotherapeutics, a wind energy farm through the Texas A&M Energy Institute, and a center operated by the A&M Vet School and the Texas Heart Institute to address diseases that result in cell and organ failure in both humans and animals. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will not face charges in Travis County over alleged wrongdoing involving the State Securities Board and the Ethics Commission, but the case may not be over just yet.
Paxton was investigated by the Public Integrity Unit, the unit Governor Perry vetoed funding for in the last legislative session. Special Prosecutions Director Greg Cox says they were trying to determine whether he failed to register as an investment advisor with the State Securities Board and failed to report sources of income with the Texas Ethics Commission. And their decision not to prosecute had nothing to do with the funding cuts.
We looked at the portions that where venue would have been in Travis County and found insufficient evidence. The remaining allegations relate to conduct that occurred outside of Travis County, and whether we had full funding or not, we would not have had venue to pursue that.
Cox says the case has now been turned over to Collin and Dallas County authorities to continue the investigation if they so choose. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
There's a red flag to plans by the Brazos Central Appraisal District to build a new office. County commissioners tabled action until next week, in part after County Judge Dwayne Peters asked if the size can be reduced. The judge says the new county's tax office, the county's new tax office, accommodating 44 workers, will be 3,500 square feet smaller than the new appraisal district building, which only has 26 employees.
They've been through their studies, and they told us that they believe that what they're asking for is what they need. It will be hard for me to support the resolution based on the numbers that I'm seeing.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price says their space requirements reflect the difference in how their staff interacts with the public.
A lot of the traffic that goes to the tax office, just goes to that front counter and walks in and walks out. A lot of our traffic has to come in and sit down with the staff. So I think it's two fairly different ways that we operate.
A College Station school board voted for the new $3.8 million building last week. The county, both city councils, and both school boards have a vote. The appraisal district needs approval of four of the five governing bodies to proceed. A Galveston city councilman has drawn criticism for playing an Adolf Hitler video spoof during a public meeting. Norman Pappas said Thursday he has nothing to apologize for, and the video made light of government bureaucracy. The video came from an online site where a ranting actor portrays Hitler in the 2004 movie Downfall on the last days of the German dictator. The parody video, with English subtitles and references to Galveston, was played during a city council workshop Wednesday on rewriting some land use rules. That meeting was broadcast live via Galveston's municipal cable TV channel and also streamed online. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Once I saw what Suddenlink was starting to do, I started to count up the things in my house that this is going to help. Cell phone, computer, the laptop, the gaming system, my daughter's Kindle. And it's just the two of us. If you've got a larger family, there's a much bigger demand on your wireless. And with all those devices, it's going to drag it down. But not with Suddenlink, because they've got you covered with the fastest speeds in the area, up to 100 meg available in Bryan College Station. And the new minimum, the minimum speed for Suddenlink is 50 meg. That is 16 times faster than DSL. Now, if you're not with Suddenlink and you're still messing around with the phone company and DSL, you make the switch to the internet leader, and that is Suddenlink. You can visit them online at suddenlink.com. They've got a store right here in our own backyard, and they're doing it for next to nothing, too. You're going to get blazing fast internet for just $35 a month with that 100 meg or 50 meg speed, depending on what you get. But the minimum, again, is 50 meg to power all those devices that I mentioned. Find out more. Again, it's suddenlink.com, or you can see them on 29th Street. They're right across from the TV station.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Here are your numbers.
Considerable cloudiness heading our way, though. The clouds will thin now and again, and that could allow for a little bit of filtered sunshine at times today. Temperatures 55 to 60. Cloudy, the chance for a shower tonight. Lows will be around 45. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow. A couple of showers may pop up in the afternoon, 55 to 60. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Sunday cloudy with a chance of showers. Temperatures Sunday afternoon are going to be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the number 3 Texas A&M women and number 4 Texas A&M men in indoor track and field, where they're going to be on the road today. They're going to be participating in the Razorback Invitational in Fayetteville, Arkansas. That one gets underway at 5, as well as men's and women's diving will get underway at 10:30 at the Air Force Academy Diving Invitational. Aggie men's basketball takes their 5-game winning streak. They're going to bring it back home. They're going to be hosting Vanderbilt tomorrow at 3:30, and the 12th-ranked Aggie women are going to be looking to break their 2-game losing streak when they host Auburn on Sunday. All that more coming up in sports.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention the big decision that supposedly was announced.
The big decision.
Yeah,
yeah, we can mention it again. Kyler Murray, who, by the way, he was 42-0, got 3 national championships at Allen High School. So he's already...
If you can have a national high school championship,
right.
But yeah.
Right. Yeah, state championships. Yeah. So he's already one of the, if not the best high school player in the state of Texas,
yeah,
coming out. Well, he committed to the Aggies a long time ago. His father, of course, played here from 83 to 86, Kevin Murray. And so he committed to Texas A&M a long time ago, but lately people were wondering, well, maybe he's going to go somewhere else, maybe that place in Austin.
Uh-huh.
Well, he tweeted out last night that he will be coming to Texas A&M. He's going to sign on the dotted line come next Wednesday for National Signing Day.
Okay.
So that's good news for the Aggies. And he's also been a big recruiter for Texas A&M and bringing some other guys here. So.
I thought you were talking about Mitt Romney. Okay, never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. Well, because Mitt is supposedly going to tell his backers today. He's going to give them an answer, too. So, wow. Two big questions. Well, it depends.
Two big questions answered.
It could be two big questions answered. It could be one big question answered. It could be that nobody cares about either one of them. But we're here to tell you no matter what. Yeah, he's apparently making his he's going to tell supporters today. This, according to a source that is familiar with Mr. Romney's plans, has told CNN. So
I'm kind of surprised that he's running again.
Well, now he hasn't said he's going to yet. We'll see what happens. That's why we all have to wait. Again, around here, there are probably more people interested in what happens Wednesday morning than this morning.
But, is Mitt going to tweet it out, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he may have a designated tweeter who does that for us. The Anchor Bar in Buffalo says that they will sell 2 tons of chicken wings that day.
And this is Buffalo, New York, right?
Yeah. How can you do that? I mean, really, how are you going to be able to move that much product through there in that time?
But I mean, it's like 50% bone.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying, though, you know, are people coming in and buying like 12 dozen? I mean, is that what they're doing?
Are the people in Buffalo rather large?
That, you know, I don't know, and it could be that they're shipping them out, too. It could be that they're not actually selling them out of that location.
Okay.
So. All right, so, guys, let me see. We can talk about changing your password can change your behavior. We can talk about should you swing your arms when you walk. I mean, I've got how to get rid of the bags under your eyes. I mean, it's an amazing what kind of batteries you should be buying for your electronic devices.
We got a hard hitting show today.
It's an embarrassment of riches that we have.
I need to know about swinging my arms.
Oh, do you? Are you concerned about that swinging your arm thing?
Well, only when I'm concerned because if I'm not thinking about it, it's okay. But once I start getting self conscious about swinging my arms,
yeah,
that's when it's awkward.
It's like dancing, sort of.
Yeah, that's it. If you just let yourself go. It's not exactly necessary to swing our arms when we walk, like when we're carrying something, obviously. You don't swing. So why do we swing our arms? Well, according to a physical anthropology professor, I don't know, got to be a lot of them out there, has a theory that it is a neurological situation that is kind of left over from when we walked on all fours. He says... When quadrupeds walk, most of them will do it with the contralateral gait, meaning right foot with left arm.
Mm-hmm.
What that does, obviously, is it helps you with balance, especially if you're going a little bit slower. On the other hand, or arm, so to speak, scientists at the University of Michigan did a study that concluded that swinging your arms adds stability. See, that's kind of what I was thinking. And not swinging your arms would actually use up 12% more energy while walking.
Well, there's a weight loss solution right there.
Yeah, just stand there. Quit swinging.
Put your hands in your pockets.
Yeah. That's right. Quit swinging. Put a little weight. You know, carry those little weights. So you could burn more calories by not swinging your arms. However, as both of y'all brought up, that whole self-conscious thing then, you start thinking about that. Well, I'm walking without moving my arms. What are people going to think?
And you just look goofy.
When you do,
right. Well, they had a whole Seinfeld episode about that.
Speaking of Seinfeld, I think I had a Super Bowl. I've got some Super Bowl Seinfeld.
Oh, there you go. While.
In the meantime, here's something that you can live with that'll make your life much more valuable and prosperous. It's rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, obviously the game of last resort when you can't agree on anything, right? And people use it because the results are unpredictable.
Yeah.
Or 360 students divided into 60 teams, that's three, were observed playing 300 games of rock, paper, scissors. And this is what the observers found out. Let's say that you're playing the best 3 out of 5, okay, and you lose the first game.
Mm-hmm.
You should then play whatever would have beaten your opponent's previous hand.
Well,
oh, my God, we're going to have to start thinking about this?
This is
like a system.
I think if somebody watched me closely, I usually go with rock first.
Now, why are you telling us this?
Well,
you're laying yourself out there to get beaten rock, paper, scissors, or are you trying to set a trap?
Oh.
Yeah. See, in other words, if you dropped scissors and your opponent beat you with a rock, then you would play paper in round two. That's because your opponent is most likely to repeat rock because people tend to stick with what has worked.
Okay.
However, if you win, then you need to change what you play the next time. Everybody writing this down. You getting this?
Now,
this is important stuff.
Now, my whole deal is it a universal knowledge that you're supposed to go rock, paper, scissors, shoot? Because some people go on scissors.
No, and that's not. I don't think
that's shoot. One, two, shoot.
Well, then you're all thrown off because you got somebody that hasn't put anything down yet.
There needs to be some sort. So once again.
There needs to be a rule.
Ground rules need to be laid out. I think I've always done 1, 2, 3, and then it's whatever you throw
so
out.
So rock, paper, scissors,
shoot.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, we just spent 2 minutes on that, didn't we?
Yeah. Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home.
I mean, really, we get calls, the phones light up on that?
It's a burning question. Everybody wants to know because they...
I mean, we were talking important stuff like how to swing your... whether you should swing your arms or not. And instead, we go to rock, paper, scissors. They bailed, I mean, but the phones lit up on that. But again, there's a level of universality to it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Hello?
All right, on the swinging your arms thing.
Yeah.
The faster you swing your arms, the faster your legs will go. So next time you're running, try swinging your arms as fast as possible to see if your legs keep up.
Thank you. Well, I have to ask. We should ask Pat Henry about that.
I think it's all like rhythmic, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think of it as from a balance standpoint.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
You know, we have a rock, paper, scissors champion here in town.
God. What kind of champion on what level?
Well, I mean, if you go to Las Vegas and compete in a big match, I guess it's a pretty good level.
What?
No, I mean, I visited with this lady like years ago on the program.
Must have been a slow day.
No, it was the lead story.
What was it? And how long ago did she win?
It's been at least 5 years, maybe longer.
Well, was the division beyond gender? Was there age within the gender division? Or
you know, I think it's all divisions. I think just about anyone can play this.
Is there a weight class?
Oh, that's a good question.
How hard you throw it down.
I'm the featherweight rock, paper, scissors champ.
There you go.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
In many ways, being a parent is the most natural thing in the world, but there's also a lot to learn. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One of the topics we frequently hear about from parents has to do with knowing how and when to discipline your children. If you have some questions in that area, here is a few basic things to remember. First, make sure your child understands the rules before you discipline him. If Junior hasn't been told ahead of time why a particular behavior is wrong, he shouldn't be punished for it. And remember this, there's a difference between defiance and mistakes. So if your child acts out because of immaturity or clumsiness, there's no reason to punish him for that. Just come alongside him and help him to learn and grow from the experience. Second, when your child breaks a rule, be sure your discipline fits the offense. Don't overreact. A small act of defiance should receive an equally small form of correction. And most importantly, stay in control. Never discipline in anger. Unless your child is facing immediate danger, you don't have to address a problem the moment it happens. Instead, step back from the situation until your emotions are under control. Discipline isn't about tearing a child down. It's about teaching your child right and wrong and helping him to learn and grow. For encouragement to make every day of parenting count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. A ton of Aggie sports in action this coming weekend. Track and field is in Fayetteville, Arkansas today and tomorrow for the Razorback Invitational at the Randall Tyson Track Center. The Aggies, with the women ranked number 3 and the men at number 4, take on a nationally ranked field of teams in the scored meet. Competition will get underway this afternoon at 5. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M men's and women's diving crews are on the road this weekend as well, competing in the Air Force Academy Diving Invitational. Competitors will hit the pool at 10:30 a.m. Tomorrow, Aggie men's basketball returns home to take on Vanderbilt at Reed Arena. The Maroon and White have won 5 straight since starting SEC competition out at 0-2. Tip-off against the Commodores is at 3:30, with pregame starting at 3 right here on WTAW. The 12th-ranked Aggie women, who are coming off a 79-61 loss to top-ranked South Carolina, will look to get back on the winning track this Sunday when they host Auburn at Reed Arena. Guard Jordan Jones says it all comes down to who wants it more.
Got to be hungrier than them. You know, when teams play Texas A&M, they just get that certain type of fire in their eyes. You know, everybody wants to beat us for some specific reason. We get everybody's A game, no matter what night it is. So, you know, we just can't worry about the other team on the other side. We got to start with us and start in home.
Jordan and the ladies are 16-5 overall and 4-3 in the SEC, while Auburn comes in at 9-12 and 0-8 in conference. Tip-off is Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and fans will get to enjoy some frozen game day promotions. Broadcast is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Last night in college hoops, top-ranked Kentucky was at home taking on Missouri.
Euless out front.
Off to Aaron Harrison. Three, right side. Good.
That's what you need to ignite your offense and go on a run.
Aaron Harrison scored 11 points, and his twin brother Andrew laid down the way with 15 as the Wildcats topped the Tigers 69-53. Kentucky has now started the year out at 20-0 for only the third time in school history. Head up to the Pacific Northwest, where number 3 Gonzaga was making it rain on Portland.
Kicks out for Bell Jr. Now to Karnowski. Sabonis, free throw line jumper. Good. Bulldogs back on top.
Domantas Sabonis had 13 points and 11 rebounds as the Zags rolled over Portland 64-46. Elsewhere, there was a huge upset in Columbus, Ohio as unranked Ohio State walloped number 16 Maryland 80-56, and UCLA pulled off an upset of their own, topping 11th-ranked Utah 69-59. Swap over to the women's side of the court, where Ariel Atkins scored 21, 14th-ranked Texas's 84-81 double overtime win over number 24 Oklahoma. Amani McGee Stafford had 15 points and 11 rebounds for the Lady Horns. University of Missouri Athletic Director Mike Alden has announced that he'll be stepping down from his position on August 31st. Alden, who has served as the Tigers AD since 1998, will stay on at the university as an instructor in the College of Education. Head out to the ice last night, where the Dallas Stars were looking to end a two-game slide with a road win over the Ottawa Senators.
And he can win that draw quickly. Daly sends it down and scores! Wow. Trevor Daly, little English on that, scores shorthanded his 12th goal of the year.
The Stars took advantage of the Senators pulling their goalie and scored a couple of empty netters en route to a 6-3 win. Jamie Benn led Dallas with two goals. Tiger Woods has opened his 2015 PGA schedule with a 2-over-73 in the first round of the Phoenix Open. Ryan Palmer is currently your clubhouse leader after carding 5 birdies and an eagle for a 7-under-64, one shot ahead of Bubba Watson and Keegan Bradley. The Australian Men's Open final has been set. Top seed Novak Djokovic defeated defending champ Stan Wawrinka earlier this morning in 5 sets. He'll advance to take on Andy Murray in the title match on Sunday. Meanwhile, the women's final, which takes place tomorrow, pits number 1 seed Serena Williams against number 2 seed Maria Sharapova. Super Bowl 49 is almost here, guys, and everyone and their dog is trying to predict how the big game between New England and Seattle is going to shake out. Something to keep in mind is that Pats quarterback Tom Brady's been under the weather this week, but he says there's really nothing to worry about.
I've been through it plenty of times. I think it's the winter months and kind of ran through my house, so I'm glad it happened early in the week, and I'm feeling a lot better. So it was good to run around yesterday, and I expect to be 100% on Sunday, so I'll be ready to go.
Well, case of the sniffles ain't going to stop Tom. Kickoff is Sunday at 5:30 in Glendale, Arizona. Broadcast for that game will be on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. After taking the last night off, the Houston Rockets and Dallas Mavericks are back on the floor tonight. The Rockets are in Boston taking on the Celtics at 6:30, and the Mavs visit the Miami Heat at 7. And the top-ranked high school quarterback in the nation says he's still coming to Texas A&M. Kyler Murray, who went 42-0 and won 3 state championships at Allen High School, tweeted out late last night, "I'm following my heart, #giggle." Murray, whose father Kevin played at A&M from 1983 to 1986, committed to the Aggs quite a long time ago, actually back in October, verbally committed, but says he will now sign on February 4th. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I know it's we got plenty of predictions out there, but Teddy Bear the Porcupine, okay, it's a porcupine named Teddy Bear, has accurately predicted the winner of the Super Bowl for the last 3 years. And this year's showdown between the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks, Teddy Bear has selected the Seahawks. Teddy Bear is the resident Wildlife Education Services Exotic Animals in Sanctuary in Dallas is where he porcupine.
Oh, they put little hats on him and everything.
Really? Okay, well, there you go. So bet with your heart, bet with Teddy Bear, do whatever.
I've got the Patriots winning it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Do you?
28-24.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They're your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling. 57 for a high temperature today. Northeasterly winds. Tonight about 44. Got a 40% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 60. 50-50 chance of rain Saturday night. It's now a 60% chance of rain on Sunday. Those will be showers, but we'll have north winds gusting up to 20, so may not feel that good. 49 is sunshine on Monday, and then a 30% chance of rain returns to the forecast on Tuesday. 47 now, WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.